A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The American Way, a true story of Nazi escape, Superman, and Marilyn Monroe, by Helene Stepinski and Bonnie Siegler. Read by Bonnie Siegler.
Prologue, The 10-Block Walk, New York City, 1954. Jules Schulbeck left his third-floor apartment around midnight and stepped onto the sidewalk at Lexington and 61st Street in Manhattan, carrying what looked like a black lunchbox with chrome around the edges. He surveyed the familiar view, glancing at an upstairs window across the street that belonged, strangely, to a doll hospital. Its lights and red neon crosses had been turned off for the evening, hiding the buckets of miniature heads and arms and various doll parts that would spook visitors when they peeked from his apartment window in the daylight. But Jules found the doll hospital mildly amusing, as he did most things. He panned his gaze a few doors down and crossed the avenue to his first shop. Its treasures were locked up for the night. Jules inspected the darkened window, as he always did when passing by, partly to admire his display, frozen mannequins posed in the latest minx and fox stoles, but also to check that everything was all right in his absence. And it was. Since it was a Tuesday night, the streets of Manhattan were mostly deserted, Jules's shadow one of the only ones cast by dim street lamps and a moon that was just past full. The Chrysler Building loomed in the distance, only a few of its offices lit, the bright moon reflecting off the spiked metal helmet of its tower. The temperature was in the 50s, chilly for early fall. In Jules's version of the story, a story he would retell again and again over the decades, a few checker cabs flew by, a few crawled, looking for a fare, but Jules walked. 2 blocks, then 3, past shuttered drugstores and dry cleaners, past silent newsstands and grocery stores, past a single bored cop on the beat, to whom he gave a respectful nod but didn't stop to chat up. Jules loved to chat and loved to spin a good story, but tonight he was a man with a mission, not just an insomniac out on a late-night stroll in the greatest city in the world. He did not have an American dream. He was already living it, right now, right here, on these streets. As he grew closer to his destination, East 51st Street, Jules sensed a strange charge in the atmosphere, as if the molecules were being rearranged somehow, and a distant hum even before he saw the crowd. He passed the all-night coffee shop with its pink neon and the onion-shaped green copper domes of the Central Synagogue on the corner of 55th Street, so much like the one he had left behind in Berlin. And sure enough, 3 blocks away, he could see it, a bright glow up ahead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?